Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. We're talking this morning with Danielle Morgan, who, among other things, is the Youth Development Coordinator for Adair County. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It sounds like you wear a lot of different hats there.
Yes, I think everybody in Extension wears a lot of different hats.
That's a good answer, actually. A really good answer. You have to be versatile. Well, I know you do a lot of work in a lot of different directions there in Adair County for folks. And we want to talk a little bit about a workshop that's coming up. It's a self-defense workshop for women that is coming up on Sunday, April 5th at the Adair County Health and Fitness Center. This is a cooperative venture between the Extension and the Adair County Health and Fitness?
Yes, it is. We spoke about it. We identified a need that we thought we could hopefully fill in the community, especially with senior women going off to college. They need to be able to know how to defend themselves. And I mean, honestly, women of all ages need to know this. And so we thought it was pretty important that we get something like this out there.
Sure. Has there been a lot of discussion about these types of issues for self-defense with women? You know, folks might just say off the top, well, gee, we live in rural Iowa. Is that a big problem here?
It's a problem everywhere, to be honest with you. I know there have been some issues, especially kind of around the interstate. I-80 is a great outlet for things like that to happen. It goes, you know, directly to Omaha. We're only 6 hours from Chicago. So there's a lot more that happens around this area than what people think. And the numbers are actually pretty scary when you look at it.
How did the discussion go? How was the discussion brought up to have this type of a topic?
I just asked Morgan and Tisdall out at the Adair County Health and Fitness Center if they had done something like this in the past. She said that they did a few years ago. I asked if this would be something they'd be interested in doing again, and she said absolutely. And we basically got the whole thing planned right then and there.
Okay. You know, and honestly, this type of a thing, whether it's a big problem now or not, it's always good stuff to know.
Exactly. You know, because you could be on vacation somewhere, out visiting family, and you never know when something's going to happen, and it's always best to just be prepared and know what to do in those situations.
Sure. Well, let's talk about the instructors. Who is going to be leading this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a former Iowa State Trooper. He's retired. His name is Kenny Jensen. He has led workshops like this in the past, and he's going to be doing it for us again.
What types of things will he be focusing on? Do you know?
So one of the things that he's going to talk about, he likes to do a lot of demonstrations. So one of them is how to get out of zip ties. So he'll show women how they can get out of zip ties, how to break them. He also will be demonstrating how to use a stun gun that women will all go home with when they pay the $30 registration fee.
Okay. We have... You're talking about how to get out of zip ties, things like that. Okay, so we would assume with a self-defense workshop like this for women that it's going to be in part about how to get out of situations. Will it also be about how to avoid situations?
Yes, he will talk a lot about avoidance, always being aware of your surroundings, things that you can look for, those red flags that a lot of people talk about when they're walking by themselves. He'll talk about all of those and also give demonstrations on how to avoid those.
Okay. Have you had a chance to visit with Kenny?
Yes, we visited briefly.
Okay. So I assume he's told y'all, he's probably got a lot of stories.
He does, yes. As I said, he's a retired Iowa State Trooper, so he's seen a lot, he's done a lot, and he has great knowledge in this area, and so I think he's definitely a beneficial person that we can have to be leading this.
Yeah, absolutely. So this will be an opportunity for folks to learn a little bit more through, I assume, listening to Kenny. Will there be some demonstrations, some examples and things then too?
Yes, so he will be giving some demonstrations and examples. He will try to make it hands-on, and for those who really aren't that comfortable hands-on, they can kind of watch the demonstrations. But there will be some interacting so that they kind of get, so that the women can get familiar with the situations and know how to act in them.
Okay. Well, now you mentioned just a little bit ago about this stun gun that everyone will be going home with. There is a cost to this program. Talk a little bit about that and how the money is going to be used and what they get for this.
Yeah. So the registration cost is $30. So that comes with 2 hours of hands-on instruction demonstration, and it also includes a mini flashlight stun gun that each woman will go home with. He will also be using that stun gun in the demonstration as well, showing them how to use it, why it's effective, why all women should have one of these. And we'll also be providing some little snacks like granola bars and some water as well.
Okay, very good. And the money that's raised will go, obviously, to help with those giveaway items too, but will it go to help a larger effort?
No, we basically just made the registration cost to kind of cover all of the supplies that we would need.
Okay, so you're not really raising any money by doing this?
No.
Okay, very good. So folks are getting exactly what they pay for when they come out to be a part of this in the evening.
Exactly, yeah.
Very good. Well, now you mentioned one of the examples would be seniors, high school seniors, when they get ready to go off to college. We've all heard some stories. Unfortunately, they don't always end well. Yeah. Is that something that's of key importance with a project like this?
It is. You know, a lot of high school seniors, I know when I first went off to college, self-defense wasn't really something that I was thinking about, and I was fortunate enough that I was never put in a situation where I had to try to defend myself. You do hear more and more in the news about women being attacked on campuses, in their dorm rooms. You know, you never know when it's going to happen, but when you go out into the world, there's a greater chance of it happening, and we want to prepare those young women so that they can get the knowledge, they can get the experience, and they'll be able to get themselves out of any dangerous situation that may come their way.
Yeah. Out while jogging. I mean, we've seen examples right here in Iowa.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And it's sad. And in some cases, these things can be avoidable to a certain extent, too. And while we want to, you know, not alarm folks, we want to give folks enough information and enough skill to be able to confront those situations should they happen.
Exactly. We don't want to frighten people. We don't want anyone to think that, you know, they're going to go to McDonald's and, you know, just get kidnapped in broad daylight. But this is something that people do need to be aware of. They need to look for those red flags. Always be aware of their surroundings. And if they do see something that's concerning, make sure that they're watching and knowing where that person is, you know, where that unmarked van is, so that they can try to avoid those situations as much as they can.
All right.
And with that being said, not every situation is avoidable. So when it's not, that's where this will come in handy.
Right. And yeah, exactly. Know how to assess the situation, stay calm, and then have the skills and the knowledge to be able to figure out, you know, how to deal with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's a lot of what the retired trooper Kenny Jensen will be teaching folks during that session. Now, we mentioned that session's coming up on Sunday, April 5th, from 7 until 9 p.m. I know it seems a long way off now, but it'll come here faster than you think. You do have a registration deadline, correct?
Yes, we would prefer for everyone to be registered by Monday, March 30th, and all women who would like to attend the course can register at Adair County Health and Fitness Center.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the mini flashlight stun gun that'll be part of that registration when they come on by that night. Will there be any other take-home materials?
All of the knowledge and the wonderful things that Kenny will be teaching them.
Okay. Very good. So come with an open mind and a steely resolve, I guess, that night, too. And
yes.
Make sure that you are ready to learn a little bit and you know, maybe you make a few friends along the way here, too. This will be held at the Adair County Health and Fitness Center, so they should come dressed, I suppose, casually?
However they want. You know, jeans, they can put on sweatpants, leggings, whatever they want, whatever they're comfortable in.
Okay, very good. Well, the level of involvement will be whatever you want it to be. I'm sure he'll be looking for a few volunteers here and there to help demonstrate, but if you don't feel comfortable with that, as you said earlier, then that's just fine, too. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, very good. Again, that's Sunday, April 5th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Adair County Health and Fitness Center in Greenfield. Hope folks get a chance to get themselves registered. That's Monday, March 30th, the registration deadline. And how exactly do they go about registering, Danielle?
You can just go right into the Adair County Health and Fitness Center, tell them you want to register, and then you can pay there.
Okay, so you pay at the time you register. Very good. All right. Danielle Morgan, thank you so much for the time here this morning. Appreciate the good information and putting on a pretty good program. We hope you have a good turnout and a solid night for folks to learn. Thank you so much.
Thank you.